You just put voice to a lot of what I felt for the 3 weeks where we were just locked down. We didn't get anything done. But we could have made progress at the southern border. We could have made progress on these appropriations bills we've been talking about. What a disaster. And, you know, the divisions are pretty narrow. 96% of Republicans, including about 75% of Freedom Caucus members, wanted to keep the speaker. There was almost unanimity. And in a normal environment, when you got 96% approval rating as a leader, you're in pretty good shape. The problem was, out of 435 members, Republicans only have a four-seat margin, and that allowed the eight super hardliners to work with all of the Democrats to throw out the Republican speaker. And the only reason I mention the numbers, Rita, is so that you understand, it's not like it's, you know, we're all tearing each other's throats. It really just came down to eight guys.